Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. We had Haskalah yesterday in the new Masechta, and now we are on Aleph Amid Beis towards the bottom. We spoke last time about what is the source that Malachim, right, the first one in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah LeMalachim, how do you know that goes by Nisan? What's the source for that? So we had two suggestions in the Gemara and the Psukim. Either it's based on the Pasuk Achoras Zalachem, with the help of the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim, or it's just from those Psukim of Divrei Hayamim that in the same Pasuk regarding the Binyan HaMikdash from Shlomo HaMelech, we have a reference to his rule and we have the date, right? So we say maybe the reference to his rule is connected to the date that Malachim and the date that we go by, which is Nisan. Okay. So now, what about non-Jewish kings? That was all about Jewish kings. We spoke about Shlomo HaMelech. What about non-Jewish kings? So four lines from the bottom. We start. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Af l'malchei umos ha'olam ein monim ela minisan. Also, malchei umos ha'olam. We go from Nisan. Again, l'maskana, we are not going to say this. Maskana, we're going to reject this. There is an etziv. There is an etziv that talks about, is there a hashkafic reason why you might say that the Umos Ha'olam go by Tishrei and the Jewish kings go by Nisan. So the etziv in the Hemek Davar in Shmos, I think it's in HaChodesh Zelachem, HaChodesh Zelachem on that passage, let me just find it. So he says that there is a... the Tishrei was the creation of the physical world. And that's why the Umos Ha'olam go by Tishrei. Nisan was the creation of the spiritual world when we were created. And if we're created, so that's not about Teva. Says the Netziv, on the Pasuk Chodesh, Ukumosha Chodesh Tishrei hu amuvchar b'mashenogeya litzarchei ha'olam mishum shebo nivra ha'olam v'klal gadol hu shebo oso yom shenivra oso adavar mesukol zeh yom gamkel adoros l'schazik yoser v'chul, when he continues. And that's why he connects this to the Umos Ha'olam. Calls it Binyonei Ateva. V'kach v'chodesh Nisan, Notzra Barishona Skulas Am Hashem, B'yitzias Mitzrayim. Alkein Oso Achodesh Mesugo Lehischazik Bavodes Hashem, Al Yidei Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shegorim Emuna, Ubi Tachon. So I remember if he says it beferish or it's just implied here. He says, I think in the next one, the next piece, he says, that can connect to why the Malchi Umos Ha'olam. What he says, the favorite there is that the beginning of Teva is Tishrei, and the beginning of Nes is Nisan, but that could reflect the difference in the Minyan HaMalachim. But either way, Rabbi Chanina does not hold there. Rabbi Chanina says here that even Malchei Umos Ha'olam go by Nisan. Go by Nisan. Why would everybody go by Nisan? So that's, what do you mean they go by? They can make whatever calendar they want. It means when we Jews are dating our Shtaros, and we're dating it to the Malchus of the non-Jewish king, which date would we use in terms of the month? So we would also connect it to what Tanisa. If you look in the back, the Sefer Kvod Chachamim. The Sefer Kvod Chachamim says, Nira Pashut, She'inyin Zehu Kadei Lizkar Tamid Ben Esi Tzias Mitzrayim. It's to connect everything to Tzias Mitzrayim. V'yal Yidei Kach Nizkar Chiba V'dveikus Sh'yesh Hashem Imanu. Asher Otsiyonim Mitzrayim Bechvodu V'atzma V'lo Yidei Malach. Even if you connect non-Jewish kings to Nisan, because it's all about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, like the Ramban emphasizes in Parshas Bo, where he talks about why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that was the most miraculous time in our history. And as the Psukim say, the Makos and the Yitzias Mitzrayim were about to teach everyone Ki Lashem Aretz, Ein Kamoni B'chala Aretz, all these different psukim. So that's why we want to connect everything to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Continues the Kvod Chachamim. Umisha Nivne Habayis, once we had a base of Mikdash, like we learned in yesterday's Brisa, his Chilolinos mi Binyano. So then we started to go by the Binyan HaMikdash, because that is a greater reflection of the special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishum Shezem More Yoser Dveikus. The Kiriv Lano Shetziva Livnos Lo Bayis Haslenu. After the Churban, we start tallying from the Churban, because does it make sense to go to count from the Binyan if the Binyan's not there anymore? His Chilolimnos b'Churbanu shu Minyan minom ha-Gerishin, she-Gire shosanu. V'lizkar tamid bazev. We remember the date of the Gerishin, the date of the Churban. We will be mechake tamid she-Echozer odlanu. Ki haisa ke-Almana, like Chazal Darshim, at the beginning of Eicha. Ke-Almana v'lo Almana mamish. That's why it's pointed out that if there's any agadata in Shas that appears in a certain mesechta, it's for a reason. Like, why is all of the Maimon Har Sinai Gemaras in Shabbos? The Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos reflects our uniqueness as Matan Torah. Why are all the Churban Gemaras in Gittin? Right, in the Nun Hey, Nun Vav, all the Churban Gemaras, because the Churban was a Gerushin. The Churban was a Gerushin of Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced us, but as it says in Eicha, it's only a temporary. It's only a temporary one. Okay. That's the Kvod Chachamim that says, that's the Hashkafa upon Rabbi Chanina, that everything we do, even the Malchi Umos HaOlam, will go by Nisan. Where do you see that though? So he tries to prove it from Psukim. We're going to have a number of Psukim today from Ksuvim. Or from Nevi'im also. Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So first we have right here, we have two from Nevi'im. The Pasuk in Chagai says, Bishishi Bishnas Shnayim L'Dayavish. In the sixth month, which we assume is Elul, the sixth month, in the second year of the reign of Dayavish. And then in Zechariah, right, the last three Triasar, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and then in Zechariah it says, Bachodesh Hashmini, which we assume is the, right, this Bishnas Shtayim LaDayavish. So you see earlier it says in the sixth month in the second year of Dayavish, and then it says in the eighth month. But one second, if Tishrei is the Rosh Chodesh for kings, then this should have been a switch of the year. It should be the third year of Daryavish when it gets to the eighth month, right? Because it says the sixth year, it says the sixth month in the second year of Daryavish and the eighth month. So we assume that the sixth month is Elul, the eighth month is Cheshvan. So Nomar, if it's true that Tishrei was the Rosh Chodesh, Nomar Bishmini Bishnas Shalosh. It should be the third year of Daryavish. The fact that it doesn't say that, it must be that Tishrei is not the Rosh Chodesh. It must be that not the Rosh Hashanah. It must be that Nisan's the Rosh Hashanah, even for non-Jewish kings like Daryavesh. Good. That's the Makar. Says the Gemara. Who says that the two Psukim that we just read are in the order that we read them? Yes, we have Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. So the Gemara assumes that the Pasuk in Chagai came before the Pasuk in Zechariah. Right? And that's why the first Pasuk the Gemara quotes in the sixth. So, and then it says later on, V'chodesh Hashmini. Who says it's in that order? Says the Chefa. Chefa Amar. Who says? Shmini Nomar Tchila. Ella Shein Muktum Ma'uchar B'Torah. Who says that the Psukim are as we understood them? Maybe they should be flipped. And the, not only the Torah, but Tanakh. That's an added Chiddush, right? It's not written in chronological order. You might say you have even more flexibility to say it here, because it's a separate Sefer. Right, the Nevuah of Chagai and Zechariah, you have to put them in a certain order, but they were all about the same time, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. So to say that the Zechariah took place before Chagai is not so extreme. So that's what Chefa says, right? Maybe Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for non-Jewish kings. Right, what about this Psukim? Yeah, it says Cheshvan in the second year, and then it says, later on, it says, Elul in the second year, right? How could that be? Because he didn't pass a Tishrei. So maybe Tishrei is the key. So arguing, there's no raya from those psukim for Rabbi Chanina. Again, Rabbi Chanina holds that the Malchi Umos HaOlam go by Nisan. Chefa says no raya to that. Maybe the psukim are in the opposite order. Amar Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona now says on top, Ksiv. What about this pasuk? There's another pasuk in Chagai. Chagai is only two prakim long. There's another pasuk in Chagai where it says, Amar Rabbi Yona, Ksiv, V'yata Chagai tells Klal Yisrael. At that time, there was terrible mazel for the Jewish people. He said, you know what? You start building the Beis HaMikdash, and the mazel will change. Focus your hearts. From this day and onward, Miterem Shum Even El Even Beheichal Hashem. Before you put a stone on a stone, before you start building the Heichal. Meaning, note what's before and what's after. And there's terrible mazel beforehand. But right when you start building the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have mazel. So what does it sound like from that pasuk in Chagai? Right, that pasuk in Chagai, it sounds like that is, they're about to build the Beis HaMikdash. That pasuk in Chagai, as the Karban Eda notes, it says there, it's not quoted in the pasuk that we have, it's Chodesh HaTashi'i, the ninth month. So one second, this pasuk in Chagai says they started building the Bayis Sheni, or at least rebuilding. Remember, they started, and then the whole Purim story happened, and there was a 15-year delay. So when they restarted to build the Bayis Sheni, so then it started here in the ninth. But Haketzad, which one was it? Bishishi Husad? on the bottom of the previous amud, we call a guy that in the sixth month, Bishishi, that's when it started, Bishishi Usad, or, switch this word, Bichi Nomar Mikra Hazeh, question mark, right? Was it in the sixth that they restarted, or was it in the ninth that they restarted, right? When did it actually start? Right, you see on the carbon aid on top, HaKetzad, Ketzad Efshel Lekayim Shnei Mikros. How could you put these two psukim together? Hadach said Bishishi Husad. It says that in the sixth month that it was established, that it started to be established. The Achar Kaksiv Bitshii. Bitterim Shom Evan 11. So they started in the Chi. So which is it? It's like Gemara says. And again, the previous pasuk was from Chagai in the Perek Aleph pasuk Tesvav. And here it's from Chagai Perek Beis. So, Im Tamar, we're going to flip this girsa, that's what the Karbon Eidah and Rav Chaim Gnievsky does. Im Tamar, Lo Samu. If you say that when Chagai says, Simur Olavavchem, like focus your hearts, that the mazel is going to change when you start building the base of Mikdash, maybe the pasuk doesn't mean that right then they're building. He's saying, in a couple of months, when we restart building the Mikdash, you'll see the mazel is going to change. Maybe that's what he means. It doesn't mean that here, this pasuk on top, Sibun Olavavchem, that's said in the ninth month, but maybe it's referring to in a few months, in the sixth month when you start building, it was really, that's when the binyan started in the sixth month. But if you say that, then we're flipping the order of the psukim of in Chagai. Then the second pasuk, which is in Perek Beis, comes before the first pasuk, which is in Perek Aleph. But if you say Im Tamar Lo Samu, if they're not placing the stones one on the other right now, meaning it's Chagai just saying in the future that this is what's going to happen when you start, then Yo'os Amar Chayfa. Then this fits into Chayfa, because what did Chayfa just say on the bottom of the previous amud? Ein Muktam Meuchar Benavi. And therefore, just like he suggested that there, so too we can suggest that here. By putting the two psukim in Chagai, flip them. But Im Tamar, Kfar Samu, right, we flip these two girsas. But if you say no, it actually means, this pasuk actually means that they are building, so then Lomar Chayfa Klum, then Chayfa's wrong. And therefore, but if you say that the psukim in Navi are written in chronological order, then Chayfa doesn't have a way of understanding the psukim to reject Rabbi Chanina's Yisod. Rabbi Chanina again says that Malchut Yomos Olam go by Nisan. Chayfa try to argue on that. So if you say Ein Mokta Mu'uchar, then fine, he can argue on that. But if not, one wouldn't be able to argue on that. Okay, period. Hasiv Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, oh, that's another kasha. Rabbi Yitzchak is asking another question. The Pnei Moshe says on what we started with today, Rabbi Chanina. Right? Rabbi Chanina says, Malchay Umos Ha'olam Goyim go by, Malchay Umos Ha'olam go by Nisan. So says the Gemara, Hasiv Rabbi Yitzchak, is that really true? Let's talk about another non-Jew. His name was Noach. Right? Going back to Parshas Noach. Right, so you would think, we assume, that the way that the Torah describes Noach would be the same way that we would describe non-Jewish kings. Because that's what it's talking about. Noach was not Jewish, right? Sheva mitzvahs, b'nei Noach. Right, so says the Gemara. Even though the Rashi quotes that Noach learned Torah, but look what the Pesukim say. It says in the 601st year of Noach's life, Becha l'chodesh, right, that's when the Mabul dried up. It was already dried, right? Charvu Hamayim, the continuation of that pasuk says, right? In the first month, on the first day of the first month, the water was dried. But the pasuk says, Charvu Hamayim Ala Aris, that's when Noach took off the cover of the Teva. So it says in the 601st year, Vitani Allah, and we learned in Abraisa, Shnas Hamabol Eino Olam in a Minyan. You don't count the Mabol in the counting of years of history. What does that mean? So there's different ways of understanding that. The way that a number of Mefarshim point out is that the Torah says that Noach lived for 600 years before the Mabul. Right? So we have the Mabul, and then the Pasuk later on says in Noach that he lived for 350 years after the Mabul, totaling 950. One second. There was a year of the Mabul, so it should be 951. So if it's 600 before, 350 after, so that's one of the proofs that the Mabul is not counted. It was wiped out of history. It wasn't just that people were wiped out, but it's not even in history. But why wouldn't you count it in history? So the way the Mefarshim say, look at the Karbon Eidah. The Karbon Eidah says, Shnas Hamabul Eino Olam Min HaMinyan. Lefi Shehayu Yemei Tsar V'Tsara. The whole world was being destroyed. If the whole world was in the middle of being destroyed, you're not going to count that for a year. The whole world is being destroyed, so it's not going to count as an existent year. So what does this have to do with us? Is this the way that the Karbon Eidah explains it? Right, we assume the Torah tells us the Mabul started in the second month. So the Havamina of the Gemara here is that that means ER. If the Mabul happened in ER, and by the time Nisan comes around the following year, it's already dry. It's already dry, right? This is the Pasuk, right? It says that it's already dry. So then why would you skip that year? Why would you not count that as a year? If by the time, right, again, if the Mabul started in ER, that's what we assume. We're going to reject that. The Torah said the Mabul started in the second month. So if you say it started in ER, I think it was the 17th of ER, whatever it was, then in Tishrei, right, then in Tishrei, which should have been, if you say that's Rosh Hashanah, then you understand why you don't count it. It was the world was middle of being destroyed. But if you say Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, then by that time it was already dry. So you should have counted it as a year, because at that time it wasn't Yemei Tsa'ar Vitzara. So that's why the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, doesn't this calculation prove that the Rosh Hashanah for Malchei Umos HaOlam is Tishrei and not Nisan? Because again, if you say it's Tishrei, then we understand, because once you got to Tishrei, it was in the middle of the Mabul, and we're not going to count that year because the world's being destroyed. But if you say that you go by Nisan, by the time Nisan came around 11 months later, the world was already dry. So you should have counted it. So it must be that that's not the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is really Tishrei. That's the question of the Gemara. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha. Right? You see what, that's how the Karban Eidah on the street is the Gemara. If you go by Nisan, why don't you count Nisan? The Mabul started in ER, and by Chodesh HaRishon, Yav Shaharetz, it was already dried up. So Elavadai, from the fact that you start with Tishrei, and during Tishrei it was being destroyed, that's why you don't count it. Says the Gemara, there's no Raya. The Torah just says the second month. Maybe the second month doesn't mean ER, but Tiftar, Rabbi Eliezer. What the Gemara says, maybe said like Rabbi Eliezer, to Rabbi Eliezer, Amar, B'Tishrei Niva Olam. Maybe the second month in the Torah means Cheshvan. Doesn't mean ER. And if you say that, so then, if it's in Cheshvan, then you understand very well that Nisan, by the time Nisan came along, it was being destroyed. That was in the middle, and therefore, you didn't count it as a year. So we defend Rabbi Chanina. This kasha from Noach is not such a kasha on Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina would say that when the Torah didn't count it as a year, it was because Nisan was in the middle of the Mabul, because the Mabul started in Cheshvan and not in Iyar. There's a lot to say about the Mabul, about the destruction that took place there. Maybe just one makar, the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Noach discusses how it is that we know Chazal tell us that even the animals were mistavik be'eno minon in the Mabul. Like the donkeys have taivas for dogs. Like, that's not normal. It's not instinctual. So, habehema ein la yetzahara linyanim ke'elu. Vasiyasu urak betiva. Teich tasek adrama elu. How were they mizdavik? B'she'en aminam. The ze'ev and the kelev and the etzel ze'ev, the tarnagul etzel atavas. Hishchis kol basar is darko. So says the Beis HaLevi, based on other sources as well. Rako inyan. To komoda ha'adam paul ba'atzmo alide hergele b'maisav harayim. Just like we are influenced by our actions. Whatever we do, as the Sefer HaChinuch made famous, and it becomes second nature to us the more we do something. Whatever we do is habit, and we like to do what we've done. Even if I know in my mind that it's not so good, but if I'm used to it, that's what I'm going to do. Says the Beis HaLevi, not only am I mashpia on myself when I act, I'm mashpia on the world around me. And not only people around me who might be influenced and learn, but even the world around me. Al yedei hi mashko achareiza taiva hu magber kocha shal taiva zu ache mashre zeh beteva shal kol habruim ubaha olam lios tivam nimshach lazeh yod mashay yekodem. So the unusual and sick taivas of the Dor HaMabul, they even affected and influenced the animals. Ki kein yasad malka shel olam is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, that we are mashpi on the world around us. Ukvi rov asiyas ha'adam kein yishtana tevel shel kulam im ma'at v'im harbe. And that's why he quotes other sources. There's a Gemara in Chagiga that says, zocha tzadik notel chelko v'chelach chaveiro b'gan Eden. If a tzadik is zocha, he takes his own chelik and his friend's chelik in Gan Eden. Why does he get his friend's chelik in Gan Eden? Because if he acted in a certain way, then obviously that had an effect on the world, and his friend, he gets some of that credit. Nischayev Rasha, no tochelka v'chelak chaver b'gehenim. And if a Rasha is mischayev, he gets some of his friends. What of his friends chelak? I didn't do anything, but I was mashpia, right? I affected, and that's maybe he says that's din v'cheshbon. Din is what I did, and cheshbon is how you know I affected others. But that's the mabul why the whole world, maybe the minyan was taken out. It's enem and a minyan because the whole world was in a state of destruction, and that wasn't a year to save. Okay. Says the Gemara Baksiv. I'll ask you another kasha. Again, I'll ask you another kasha on Rabbi Chanina's Yesod. Again, what do Rabbi Chanina start off today's daf with? Malchei Umosa Olam. Go by Nisan also. Like we said for Malachim, for Jewish kings. But one second, Baksiv. But now, we have two psukim in Nehemiah, Pasuk and Perak Beis and Perak Aleph. Baksiv. Vahi Bechodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim. Right, that's in the second parak of Nehemiah. What is that talking about? In the second parak of Nehemiah, well, let's go back for a second. In the first parak of Nehemiah, Nehemiah has a vision of the terrible state, the sorry state that the Jewish people are in Yerushalayim. He has a vision of that. He's in Bavel. And in the second parak, he goes to ask the king, can I please go back to Yerushalayim to help out my people? They are poor, they are broken. So that's the first parak and the second parak. So here the psukim quoted here in our Gemara quotes the second parak first and then the first parak. So Vaksiv, Vayibachodesh Nisan Shas Esrim, it says, and this is talking about the non-Jewish king, right? That's the who we're referring to here, right? It says, right, the first pasuk says, Vayibachodesh Nisan Shas Esrim, it's La'ar Tachshas Tahamelech, right? It's talking about a non-Jewish king. So in parak Beis, it says, the month of Nisan in the 20th year of Artaxasta. And then Vayhi Bechodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. And if you look back in the first Pasuk in Nehemiah, it says it was Chodesh Kislev in the 20th year, Shnas Esrim. So one second. We assume, right, that happened first. We assume Perak Aleph came before Perak Beis. Right, Perak Aleph is that he had this vision of what's happening in Yerushalayim. And Perak Beis, he goes to Anth, so he wants to go back to Yerushalayim. So, ask the Gemara, but one second, right? So how could it be that if it says Nisan is the 20th year, Kislev is the 20th year, but if Kislev happened earlier, by the time Nisan came around, it should be the 21st year, right? If we assume, like you, Rabbi Chanina, say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the flip for non-Jewish kings, then here it should be Kislev was the 20th year, then Nisan should be the 21st year. The Gemara answers, again, there's what to talk about in those Psukim and Nehemiah, but first we have to continue. Tiftar Krebi Elazar. Maybe, no, this is like the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. That what does Rebbe Elazar say? Rebbe Elazar Omar, Kol Shana Shlo Nichlusa LaShloshim Yom, Ein Monen Osa Shana Shleima. Even if you want to say that Nisan is the new year, you're not going to call it a new year unless you have 30 days into the year. If you have less than 30 days into the year, you're still going to call it the previous year. So maybe no, Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh. But this, like Rebbe Elazar says, if you don't have a month in, you're not going to call it a Shana, Shlema. And what is this? And this is talking about, this is on the 20th day, right? The Karban Eda. V'hai de Nisan be'astrim bohave. L'kach lo chashev be bashana. So that's why you don't call it, Shana. Right? The context of that's the machlokis is by ages of a cow, right? The Mefarshim quote here. But that's how we save this. Again, the question was, isn't Nisan a Rosh Chodesh? No, it is. Isn't it a Rosh Hashanah? So no, we won't call it Rosh Hashanah unless a month has passed. Says the Gemara, is that really true? There seems to be a pasuk beferish against that shita. V'haksiv, right? What does it say in the end of Shmos, Parshas Pekudei? What does it say? V'yibachodesh harishon, bashana hashenis, be'echad lachodesh, hukama mishkan. What does it say? First month, Nisan, in the second year, on the first day of the month. You're only one day in, and you call it a year. So, Rabbi Lazar, you can't say that if you're less than 30 days in, it's not a year. Look in the Torah. The Torah calls it second year, and it says that Hukam HaMishkan on the first day. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe there's an extra year in there. Im Tamar Shnas Shalisha Sig, maybe it's really the third year. It calls it the second year because you didn't have 30 days yet. Im Tamar Shnas Shalisha Sig, maybe it's really the third year. And Ayyadei Shalom Nichnasu Shloshim Yom. Ein Modin Osa Shana Shlema, maybe it's really the third year. But because you didn't have 30 days in, you don't call it yet. That can't be why. Because we have a Beferish other Pasik. V'haksiv, it says in Bamidbar, Vayehi Bashana Hashenis, Bachodesh Hasheni Be'esrim Bachodesh. Right? It says in the second year. The second year, in the second month, 20 days. Right? That's 50 days after the Mishkan was built. Mishkan was built on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and this is the 20th day of Iyar. So it calls it the second year. 50 days in. V'ha'is b'shasa cham shen yomin. There's been 50 days there. You're not going to call that a year. Right? That for sure is a year. If it's 50 days, it's for sure a year, and it calls it, right, year two. So therefore, you can't say that, it is, and it's called, and it's on a shenis. So you're not gonna say that it's really the third year, but it just calls it the second year because there's not enough. You had enough days here. It calls it the second year. So it must be that Rebbe, that day of, that if you have less than a month, that's day is wrong. The kasha from the pasuk in Nehemiah stands, right? Because the pasuk in Nehemiah says that there was a vision in Kislev in the 20th year of Artaxasta, and then Nisan in the 20th year. So you see from there that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah. So that kasha stands. Chadam into two fasa, Rabbi Yitzchak din kashin. This is one of the kashas of Rabbi Yitzchak that stand. That's a tuftas. Therefore, we end up rejecting that day of Rabbi Chanina. We don't say that Malchei Umos Olam should go by Nisan. Also, Lachara, they would go by Tishrei. Okay, says the Gemara. Bein Kamanda Amar. Minisa Monin. Bein Kamanda Amar Mitishrei Monin. Ma Beneon. What's the difference? Is there an afkamina? Is there an afkamina about whether you go by Nisan, whether you go by Tishrei? What's the afkamina in terms of how you date it? Amr of Yonah. Yonah says it's a big afkamina. Shtaras Yotzos Beinayan. What about a shtar? We know the principle of Mishubadim. Right? Lien's property. If I lend you money, Milva Bishtar. If I lend you money, Milva Bishtar, then any, and then I want to collect 3 months from now, any land that you had sold after the time of the loan is meshubit to me. And I could go to those lakuchos and I could take the land from them. Any land that you sold before the milveh, that's off limits to me. If it's before the milveh. So this makes a big difference. Lava milveh be'er. The kasa bashana shnia lamalchus. What happens? I borrowed from you in er and I wrote, it's the second year of the malchus. And then, machar mechira b'marcheshven, the kasa bashana lamalchus. And then you also have a shtar that says, you sold property in Cheshvan, and also at the same year, second year of the Malchus. So this is a big nafkamina, right? Iyar was the milveh, and Cheshvan was the sale. Which happened first? It says both the second year of the king. So manda rami Nisan monin, if you say that Nisan is the new year, so then what order do you have to say here? Milveh kama, you have to say the milveh was kodem. Right, because if the Mechira was Kodem, then Iyar would say the third year of the Melech. Right, so you have to say the Milveh was first, you go from Iyar to Cheshvan, and therefore this Mechira happened after the loan, and it can take from Lakuchos. Manta Rami Tishrei Monin, but if you say, no, the Halacha is that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, so then here, what happened first? It has to be that the Mechira happened first. Because if the Milveh happened first, you would have passed the Tishrei, and then by the Mechira, it would have said the third year of the king. So the fact that you count, it doesn't say that, and you count from Tishrei, Mechira Kadma must be that the Mechira came first, and that's why there was no switch of the years in the interim. So it's a big nafkamina in terms of collecting from Lukuchos. The whole idea, again, a very large topic of shtaros, of eindus bishtar, right? The fact that two people are made, that is a big topic. Basically, there's a question in the Rishonim, and there are many different answers, at least four different answers in the Rishonim. How do you answer this question? Because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to accept Eidus, written testimony, right? Mi pihem velo mi piksavam. That's the Gemara that appears in four different places, in Gittin and in Yevamos. Mi pihem velo mi piksavam. Only from their mouths verbally and not from their writing. The Eidim can't write their testimony. They have to say it verbally. The problem is, what about a shtar? Right? Eidus b'shtar. Two Eidim signed that we saw that Reuven lend money to Shimon, and they signed it. So how do you put that together? Shtar and mipi avol mipi ksavam. So many answers. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, of course you write your Eidus. What does it mean, mipi avol mipi ksavam? It just means if a person's a mute, if a person's an elame, and they're impossible to say it, that's the problem. as long as you have the potential to say the testimony, that's good enough, right? You need the potential based on Rabbi Zeira. You have the potential. But again, that's what Rabbi Tam basically limits very much. It's only by a mute. The Rambam says, you're right. Eidus Pishtar is only Durabanan. It's only a Din Durabanan. Mida Oraisa, there's no such thing. Eidus Pishtar is a Takana Durabanan. The Rambam says it's an Uchaz Eidus in Paragimel. Paragimel. Din Torah, Shem Makalon Eidus, Lobadin Mav Lamina Fashus, Elamipia Eidim. Mipiam Lamipik Savam. Avomidivre Sofrim, Shachotchim Din Imamanis, Beidus Shabishtar. Avomishena Eidim Kayamim. Kadishal Tinotas, Befrey Lovin. Mida Rabanan, we allow you to have Eidus Pishtar. Unbelievable. Right, the Achron Emeth, the Nasiv is yes. All shtaris are Durabanan? What, a get? A shtar kiddushin? No. What the Rambam is talking about here is shtar raya. A shtar that's a proof that something happened. A shtar kinyan, for sure, is a din daraisa. That's a din the Torah. That's a get is a shtar kinyan. Right? It functions as a shtar raya afterwards also, but at root is a shtar kinyan. That's daraisa. The Rambam is just saying pure shtar raya are Durabanan. But then you have the answer that's most exciting, and that is the Balamar and the Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Chaf, where they say no, Eidus Pishtar is not allowed. Eidus generally is not allowed, but Shtar is different, because Shtar is written based on the commitment of the parties involved. What's called Dasa Mischayev. Once there's the ingredient of Dasa Mischayev that the Lova says you can write a Shtar, the Shtar is concretizing that Das. That's an exception to the rule. That's what the Malamar says. That's not Mipihem. That's mipik savo. That's he's telling you to write the shtar. Once that's occurring, so that's already that's not an exclusion, and they would be able to write. But again, that's a big topic. That's the Balamars in Yevam Islam and Aleph and Tosas and Ksubas Daf Chaf. But those are some of the suggestions about Eidus Pishtar, which comes up here. The Gemara says that's the nafkamina between these two deos. Okay, we'll stop here.